You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders laments the lost art of penmanship and plans to reclaim his own skills.
My wife gave me a handsome logbook for my birthday a few months ago. It's 5.5 by 8.5 inches, wrapped with a cloth strap and Velcro to secure it. The strap has a pencil holder, and the logbook has a ribbon to mark what page you last wrote upon. My original plan was to leave it in the glove compartment for taking notes while on the road, but it's too large for that. So I've begun using the logbook at home to make lists of things to do or recording what occurs at meetings or while on conference calls. It's old school, but I like its heft, the sturdy covers, and the lined pages. Writing on paper forces me to write slowly and legibly, two attributes long abandoned. My handwriting has deteriorated over the past 40 years since I started using a keyboard, to the point that even the checks I write look as if I have the shakes. I decided it was a lack of practice and have embarked on a conscious effort to improve my handwriting, which has long been a combination of block lettering and cursive. I inherited my poor penmanship from my late mother, who was known for sending letters that appeared to be written in an ancient language known only to her. Before she began using email, I often would call her to decipher parts of a letter. If I'd taken after my father, a skilled sign painter, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Few public schools teach cursive writing anymore because everyone's tapping on some type of keyboard. That wasn't the case when I was a child. We actually had a course in penmanship at Allenstown, New Hampshire Elementary. A few times a year, Mr. Penmanship visited. He was a circuit riding preacher of neat handwriting, traveling from town to town, not on a horse or burro, but in a Volkswagen Beetle. But like those frontier men and women of the cloth, Mr. Penmanship had a mission, though it was more of a secular nature. Mr. Penmanship taught the gospel of writing neatly, of dotting your I's and crossing your T's just so, not slopping over or below the lines. He was a true believer with a rather strange job. Mr. Penmanship would appear at a school assembly to teach us the Reinhardt method of handwriting. He set up a portable blackboard with printed horizontal lines on it, whipped out a piece of chalk, and preached the gospel of closing your loops and putting your periods a precise difference from the last letter of the sentence. He was a meticulous, cheerful man, and he wanted us to be that way too. Good penmanship was high up there in the cosmic order. Godliness, cleanliness, and then neat handwriting are how Mr. Penmanship put things in order of importance. Alas, the latter did not take with me. Neat handwriting and I have never been close acquaintances. In my many years of taking notes while covering stories, I developed my own form of shorthand, as most reporters do. It was messy, but I could read it. But for the past few years, I've lugged around my MacBook Pro when conducting interviews or covering school board meetings. Of course, I always carry a notebook and a couple of pens in case I spill iced tea on the keyboard and fry the Mac. My handwriting steadily got worse since it was confined to writing a few checks a month or making a grocery store list. That's what has prompted me to begin committing more tasks to paper rather than on a screen. Not that I'm about to start writing these pieces by longhand. That would be taking matters way too far.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.